In the day's other news, the U.S. House of Representatives moved toward a sweeping overhaul of policing. The Democratic bill would press state and local police to ban chokeholds or risk losing federal funds. And it would end qualified legal immunity for officers facing misconduct lawsuits. The debate illustrated what a partisan divide exists on the issue.
America is not only burning, America is also weeping. She is weeping for the victims of excessive force by those sworn to protect and serve. She is crying for her American leadership to man up, to meet this moment, and to write in the laws of this country once and for all that black lives do matter.
We need reform, but House Democrats have delivered a bill that is designed to keep cops in the car. And when you do that, it makes our communities less safe by preventing good law enforcement officers from being able to do their job. That's what this bill is going to do.
In the Senate, Democrats yesterday blocked a Republican policing bill. We'll take a closer look at all of this after the news summary. The U.S. Supreme Court has upheld the Trump administration's use of quick deportations for legal asylum seekers who fail initial screenings. Today's 7-2 decision reversed a lower court ruling. It had said that asylum seekers must first have access to federal courts. Since 2004, quick deportations have applied to those picked up within 2 weeks of entering the country and within 100 miles of the U.S. border. The 2020 presidential race played out in battleground states today. President Trump traveled to Wisconsin to shore up support in one of several key states where he trails in the polls. He talked up economic revival to shipyard workers in Marinette.
Manufacturing, remember? Manufacturing was never going to come back. Well, it did come back, and it came back big. But I understand. I have an aptitude for manufacturing, and I said it's got to come back, and it will come back, and we were doing great, and we'll do now even better.
The president's Democratic opponent, former Vice President Joe Biden, campaigned in Lancaster, Pennsylvania. He blasted Mr. Trump's response to the pandemic and his attempts to abolish the Affordable Care Act, Obamacare.
Mr. President, drop the lawsuit. Stop trying to get rid of the Affordable Care Act. Stop taking away people's health care and their peace of mind. Now more than ever, stop trying to steal their peace of mind.
The Trump administration is expected to join with a number of states urging the U.S. Supreme Court to strike down Obamacare. The president's niece, Mary Trump, won a round today in her legal fight to publish a tell-all book about the family. The president's brother, Robert, had argued that the book will violate a confidentiality agreement that was signed decades ago. But an estate court judge in New York ruled that he has no jurisdiction in the matter. In Russia, voting has begun on constitutional changes that could let President Vladimir Putin stay in power for 2 more terms. Polls open today for 1 week. If voters approve the changes, Putin could stay in power until 2036. He's already ruled Russia for more than 2 decades. In U.S. economic news, unemployment claims rose again last week by nearly 1.5 million. But the total number receiving benefits fell below 20 million as employers rehired workers. Meanwhile, the Federal Reserve ordered banks to stop buying back their own stock and stop dividend payouts through September in case the recession gets worse. But Wall Street rallied after the Fed also agreed to ease limits on banks investing in hedge funds and the like. The Dow Jones Industrial Average gained nearly 300 points to close at 25,745. The Nasdaq rose 107 points and the S&P 500 added 33. And the Grammy-winning country music trio, the Dixie Chicks, will now be simply the Chicks. The group said today that it's changing its name to, quote, meet the moment. The name Dixie is closely linked to southern states that joined the Confederacy. Still to come on the NewsHour, efforts at a bipartisan police reform bill stall in a politically divided Congress. I asked former Trump advisor John Bolton about his dramatic accusations against the president. Much of the Arctic suffers the dire consequences of an unprecedented heat wave. and much more.
This is the PBS NewsHour from WETA Studios in Washington and in the West from the Walter Cronkite School of Journalism at Arizona State University.